What a thrill it was to do an Instagram live stream and to meet Simon, SM2N. Yeah, Simon not only came on the stream as a watcher and putting in a text message, but he actually requested to come on to the stream, and I gave him permission. And my goodness, it felt so like Periscope. It really did. A guy called Evan, who I know from AirChat, which used to exist or exists now in a different form. He lives in California. He came. He texted a message. It's fascinating. I'm going to do it again. But the thrill of discovering that people could come on and leave some comments was enormous. And then when Simon requested to come on, we could have had a very nice, relaxed conversation all about whatever it was that I was streaming. I mean, it could have been quite, you could have a really useful discussion on there. I've watched it back a couple of times. You can't see the comments when it's played back. So that's made me aware of how important it is to name people so that anybody looking at it will know who the streamer has been connecting with. Yeah, well, that's all I want to say, really. I just want to celebrate what's been a remarkable experience. There are probably people listening to this who know that this is absolutely easy to do. I got a message today from a really good friend of mine in the United States, telling me that Twitch was something worth going on. She also told me that Twitter was dead. And all I could say was, well, there are some people I know still using Twitter. And it's my only way of keeping in touch with them. But there we are. Here's to Instagram. I'm thrilled. And I must do more. It's Paul O'Mahony saying, may your insides come out to play. Bye.